All right. Good morning, everybody. I got to take the time because I just was in a place I couldn't send this out to everybody because I didn't have all the group email. But I hope Brenda doesn't mind. I'm going to read her assignment from last week real quick here if I can, because it was a tough chapter last week, a breach of fiduciary duty or a mistake. And it's understanding, you know, where we're at as believers and who we are in Christ, and then understanding that, you know, we have a lot of information and a lot of wisdom right at our fingertips. And we gotta be good, not just good students, we have to be good fiduciaries of what we've been given and what we have. Brenda says this, "Well, I've heard this chapter before several times, many times, and I understand it as it was taught. And I understood it as it was taught. But this lesson was vastly different. The seriousness of making a breach of fiduciary duty as a believer is much more consequential, is a much more consequential matter. As explained in a lesson, the times we are living in dictate the need to learn about this. When we know something is wrong and we do it anyway, that is a breach of fiduciary duty. As a believer, the things we know that are wrong and right are a different set of situations and problems and character than the ones we face in our business and families in the world. When what we learn from Scripture is that we need to hold that same standard of character and honesty and commitment to doing what is right that we employ in our business as CEOs. And in other words, everything is everything, if I can put it that way. As believers, we need to employ what we have learned from Scripture in the world as well. We are held accountable for doing what is right based on our knowledge of Scripture and our commitment to live a life, a righteous life dedicated to God and Jesus Christ. To do nothing in a situation we know is wrong is basically to agree and allow it. We need to stand firm and commit ourselves to live by the commandments. And when we sin and step outside of these God-given instructions, we need to repent and continue to move forward. As Patrick said, repent being a verb. In the same way, to not repent and to continue turning away from God is to be subject to the wrath of God. By turning away from our sins and repenting, we are allowed to live forgiven and free." I'm going to stop there, but you know, I love that. We are allowed to live forgiven and free. And Paul in Galatians 5:1, I'm going to read this, says this, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore." But then you know what he says? "Do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." So we're free. We're free to be bond servants of Jesus Christ because we no longer have to submit to a yoke of slavery. We don't have to be bound by our sin. And you know, there's two parables that Jesus gives that really stick, or two statements. He talks about too much is given, much is required. You know, and those who have been given much, you know, If we deliberately turn our backs on God, you know, you know what to do. You know, so he's going to be beaten with many stripes. But the one who didn't know his master's will, in other words, you acted out of ignorance, you made mistakes, you know, he's going to be beaten, it says, with just a few, with little. There's little punishment. So we know what to do. So we need to act. And we're learning. We're growing. Responsibility grows as we grow in Christ, which is terrifying on one hand and beautiful on the other in our lives. And then just lastly, the other one is, you know, he says, you know, he says, "A master went away," in the parable of the talents. He gave 1 5, I think it's 1 2 and 1 1. And he gave each according to their ability. God gives us talents, so to speak, to work with. He gives us gifts. We have things to work with in this life and to put to use and to get more, so to speak. I don't think he's talking about get more money, but to put them to use and to see growth in the sphere that God has put us in. And each is a little bit different. You know, mine's not yours and yours isn't mine. And your calling's not my calling and my calling's not your calling. But God gives us each a place to be working and moving. And he gives us a place to stand and to make good choices and to really stand for what as as an influence over those he's put us in touch with and in contact with in every sphere of our lives. There is no separation between business and church. You know, we like to hear in America, separation of church and state, which quite frankly is not in the Constitution. And then we like to take that and say, separation of business and church. No, it's all is one, and everything counts, and everything is everything. Let's pray as we go into chapter today. Father, we thank you for this time together. We just thank you for these chapters, and Lord, the growth that we see over many years, we hear these things, and we learn something new each time, and that's you working in my brother Patrick, and working in all of our lives and hearts. And so we just pray for this time as we go into the overuse of scripture, that you would just lead, guide, and direct our morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hey, my wife sent me this scripture this morning, right before we started. And it's really cool. Kind of, I think it goes in, is as Christians, you know, we have responsibilities. We always have responsibilities. And ultimately, you know, we also know God is in control, but we got to make sure we're properly aligned all the time. But he brings Isaiah 40, 23 to 24. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. You know, we got so much responsibility, but we need to know, and that's why we pray, and we pray God gets his man. We really need, you know, God gets his man. Because it says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord went to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. And when the prophet came and gave those words, he gave those words to a king who was acting foolish. So the king got mad and put him in stocks for saying that. But he still spoke the truth. And he stood on the truth, and that's what we have, you know, dear ones. We have the truth, and we walk in it. We walk in the truth. We stand in the truth. We walk with the truth. Jesus is the truth. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So we walk in that, and then we pray for just godly discernment every day. Every day, God gives us discernment, just like when it comes to let our yes be yes, our no no's, Pat said near the end, when it comes to our pricing, we don't underbid, we don't overbid, we don't juice our bids, we give the correct bid for the correct job, you know, and so we can use that wisdom. The same wisdom we need there is the same wisdom we need when we look at the leadership of our country. You know, we need correct leadership, and we can pray, the Lord give us a wisdom. And we can see what men can't see, because the Lord gives us eyes to see. Anyway, let's pray as we get into our day. We serve an awesome God. You know, there's that old, and it's been around for a while, our God is an awesome God. And he is. He's going to lead, he's going to guide, he'll direct us, and he gives us wisdom. And so we always turn to him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this chapter, the overuse of scripture. Because, Lord, it's so easy to twist it to do. And, boy, when we think of how Scripture gets, even as Christians, people want to quote Scripture to us to use it against us. So we need to have that wisdom that comes from above to how to not fire back, but how to give just a quiet answer that can lead to real conviction for hearts. Because, boy, it's no doubt that today we're seeing an upside-down world, where up is down and down is up, and good is evil and evil is good, and it gets us idiot, and we even find ourselves getting mixed up in it. And so we just pray that we'd be those who are just walking with you, always constant, Lord, to be able to make adjustments quickly in our lives and our hearts, and to have wisdom to know how to walk with our eyes wide open every day, as we seek you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We thank you for that wisdom that truly only comes from above. We just commit our day to you in your hands as we get back onto the balance of our list for today. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.